Over the past two decades, EPA grants have awarded more than $2.5 billion to projects in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Almost half that has gone to water infrastructure improvement projects like those at Ohio's Environmental Protection Agency, which offers low-interest loans to public water utilities to fund improvements. Of course, that's not all the U.S. EPA funds. Standing on the banks of the Ohio River in Chester, West Virginia, Pat Ford looks over a new business park that's under construction. Ford is the executive director of the Brooke Hancock Business Development Corporation in West Virginia's Northern Panhandle. His organization acquired the dilapidated, abandoned pottery plant that used to stand here 5 years ago.
The building has been completely torn down. It was littered with asbestos and lead. We went down and remediated the lead from the soil, so now you're walking on fresh soil here. We actually went into the river because the lead shards from the pottery that didn't make it to the store was literally thrown over the fence for decades, generations. So we had to remediate all of those lead shards from the riverbank.
And that took some money. About $600,000 came from the EPA through remediation programs. Ford says similar funds have contributed to cleaning up industrial legacy pollution all through the Ohio Valley, funds that are used to leverage other investments. He says his region has seen $32 of private investment for every grant dollar received. The Trump administration reported that cleanup funds would not be affected going forward, but the EPA also funds a lot of research. Many scientists who apply for federal grants are worried, including Gail Bryan, a professor of civil engineering and environmental health at the University of Kentucky.
It's not a big amount of money, but it's an amount of money that's very closely targeted to things that I think are important: the right to clean water, the right to a clean environment. If that money doesn't exist, the data that we have to make decisions on, it'll be old data.
Bryan's EPA-funded research in the past uncovered new ways to monitor dangerous fecal matter in drinking water sources, allowing for more efficient, smarter water management. She's currently applying for another grant to continue her work. She says she can't predict what will happen next, but she remembers similar politics taking effect at the EPA when she used to work there. Bryan was on staff when Ronald Reagan signed an executive order in 1981 that initiated the now-required cost-benefit analysis that comes with issuing environmental regulations. She refers to this time as the beginning of the great dismantling of the EPA.
The great dismantling happened when we started mixing money with ethics.
Bryan remembers watching Reagan install very pro-oil administrators who thought federal regulations amounted to government overreach. And also, like Trump's administration, efforts were made to control messaging. The result? Many people left the EPA.
It wasn't just people leaving. It was highly trained and regarded scientists. And what I saw was a shift from the EPA being predominantly run by scientists to being run by policy analysts.
Bryan believes the EPA's effectiveness ever since has been significantly curtailed. A spokesperson from the EPA reports the review of the nearly $4 billion of grants that the agency annually hands out is mostly complete, and that nothing has been delayed or cut. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.